Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Yahoo's new CEO is trying many different strategies to succeed. Will she? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is October 15th, 2013. We are on day two of our internet article, Exposing Yahoo's Strategy, and it is on pages 24 and 25 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. And what we're looking at is some things that Yahoo is doing, and some changes that their new CEO, Marissa Mayer, is putting in. And she's trying different things, being a little mysterious about some of these moves. And it's difficult because Yahoo was successful for many, many years. Then they've kind of drifted back, and some other firms have passed them up. They've had trouble with their CEOs. They've had a lot of turnover in the front office. So, but she seems to be doing a little bit better than her predecessors. And again, Yahoo had a period of time before her. They had five different CEOs in 5 years. So she's already been there more than a year, so she's kind of setting a record right now. And a hardworking person came over from Google, notorious for her schedule, and also some great new ideas. At least one thing, she seems to have a real clear direction on what she would like to see with the company. Will it work? We don't know. It will take time, but they are making moves, and we talked about some of that yesterday, and fortunately, my panelists from yesterday are back. Joanna Wirtz and Campbell Chong. Hi, panelists.
Hello. Hello.
Great to have you back, and before we get into today, let me get a thought from yesterday from each one of you. First, Joanna.
Well, I would like to review the word resurgent, which means increasing again or coming back, becoming more popular again. I like it when old things become more popular. You could say maybe some fashion from the 70s is becoming resurgent, perhaps.
All right. Or maybe a musical group that has been away for a while. Then they have an album. It's a resurgent album. It's put them back up at the top of the charts. So,
yes.
All right. Campbell.
Well, actually, I like the title. I was noticing the title of this article, Exposing Yahoo's Strategy. Yesterday, we said that the CEO, Marissa Mayer, has been very vague and opaque about her mission statements. And now this article is exposing, which means that it's revealing more of this new strategy.
Okay. Well, we did talk yesterday about one of the key aspects of their new strategy. They were talking about Flickr and the photo service and how they've changed this around. They've revamped it. And we finished up our program also talking about how it's interesting. Some of the changes actually find a niche, don't they?
Right. Yeah. So one of their strategies is to create a new service where they can collect content, more personalized contents, and profile everything you love. And so everything you love, and the way they're doing this is through Flickr, through photos, and finding out what you love through your photos, and then they're going to try to maybe target some advertising towards that as well.
Right, and that's what this is all about, because these firms rely on advertising revenue, and some of the other large internet services have passed Yahoo by. They're claiming a bigger piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
Google and Facebook, of course, being the two biggest ones, they're taking more advertising revenue. So it is something that they really need to address and get back their market share, because in the internet world, you're either growing or shrinking. You're not staying the same. So, and it can happen very, very quickly. So she's got a tough job, but there is potential there of them being successful. Let's do this. Turn to page 25. We'll have our readings today. We'll break it up into two separate readings. And we'll have the first couple paragraphs in the left column, and then we'll go over to the right column down to line 14.
Flickr was the first interest-based property that Yahoo tackled because it was the most extreme example of a product users wanted to love again. But Mayer is sitting on a trove of products that her predecessors mismanaged or abandoned. Creating a strategy. Now it's a matter of harnessing those disparate areas. In February, Yahoo launched a news feed on its mobile and desktop homepages that analyzes user behavior in order to promote the most relevant content. Along with an infinite scroll, the stream adds sharing options to each story. What you need to be successful in the land of personalization is users investing in us, giving us more and more of their interests, says Adam Kahn, Yahoo's SVP of mobile and emerging products, but then also having ways for us to provide more and more of their interests back to them. Mayer's acquisition strategy thus far has been to find other design-savvy, mobile-first technologists like Kahn, who are obsessed with mapping users' interests.
Okay, yesterday we were talking about Flickr, and so we do pick up with that theme again today.
Right, it says Flickr was the first interest-based property that Yahoo tackled because it was the most extreme example of a product users wanted to love again. So there's a lot in that sentence. We talk about an interest-based property. Interest-based just means that it is based on your interests, and a property is something you own.
All right. And then we see there Yahoo tackled.
Tackle. The straightest, most normal way you would say that would be to, like, in a fight, you would tackle somebody. It means you jump at them and attack them and take them to the floor. And when Yahoo tackles something or when you tackle a problem, that means you address it. You try to solve it.
Okay. All right. And so they tackled it because it was the most extreme example of a product users wanted to love again. Help me out there.
So it means that this was something that people had used before, or something people enjoyed, but maybe interest had waned. People lost some interest for it. But, you know, people wanted to like it again. People wanted to use it again.
Okay. It was a good product, but maybe they became a little bored with it. It hadn't changed enough. And maybe people started moving away using other services. Of course, they were using Instagram and some other things. So,
right.
But they did like Flickr.
Yeah.
So it had a good reputation. Now, we continue then with what Marisa Mayer is dealing with.
Well, she's sitting on a trove of products, a trove being just a huge stash of different products that her predecessors mismanaged or abandoned. The people who managed before her or who came before her, all those other CEOs, they just didn't handle all those assets right.
All right. So what this is saying is that Yahoo did have a lot of good tools, but the people that came before her, they didn't really know what to do with it. And if you actually study Yahoo over the last 5 or 6 years and all of these different CEOs that they had, many of them had whole completely different visions than the people that they replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening was they were constantly changing directions. Mm. And they each had a different vision of Yahoo, what it should be. And, you know, it's just – it caused confusion. And then what happens is these things get mismanaged.
That's right. So they have this collection, this trove of all these valuable properties, these really great things, but they haven't been used very well.
Yeah. Maybe not changed, not updated, and certainly not promoted to the best of their, you know, capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, creating a strategy, Joanna.
Well, now it's a matter of harnessing those disparate ideas. So harnessing, meaning taking back control of those, all those mismatched ideas. Those ideas, some were unsuccessful, some were just neglected, some are sitting there on the back shelf waiting to be used. Mm-hmm. Now we have to take control of all of those and put them to better use.
Okay. Now, you did say this term disparate, but we also did have a conversation, the three of us, off the air. We can pronounce that two different ways, right?
Yes. Disparate or disparate.
Okay. So there, either way is okay. That means also disparity as far as the noun is concerned. Now, in February, Yahoo launched what?
They launched a news feed on its mobile and desktop homepages that analyzes user behavior in order to promote the most relevant content. So a news feed is just the most updated information right before your eyes.
All right. And so then when we talk about the most relevant content, is this going to be content relevant for their own personal interests?
No, I think they're targeting their users' interests, right? Yeah. So I guess in what I'm getting from this is that everybody's homepage would be different.
Okay, so it is possible, right? If Campbell and I are using this app on our phones, I'm getting different news that's being highlighted compared to you.
Right, because we have different interests.
Right.
You enjoy sports and I absolutely do not.
Right, you might get music and theater, and right. Likewise, maybe geographical news. You might have more things if it concerns New York. Maybe
right.
Things about Pittsburgh are going to pop up.
Right.
Joanna's going to get new, stuff from Texas.
And well, I hope so.
Yeah, and whatever she's interested in. What are you interested in?
Oh, I don't know.
Cooking.
Pop stuff.
Cooking. Yeah, you
Korean.
Do like
the latest news in cooking. Which famous chef lit something on fire on accident? I don't know.
I got to tell everybody, Joanna made some brownies today. Man, they are just awesome.
Blondies, actually.
Blondies. Mm-hmm. She's always cooking at least once a week.
Yeah,
Joanna comes up with a treat.
We gain quite a lot of weight eating her treats.
That's why we
all
love her.
All my plot to make everyone on my floor fatter than me.
You are succeeding. All right. Her brownies and blondies are relevant. That's relevant content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and also this news contains a unique feature or two, doesn't it, Joanna? The news app on the phone?
Yes. It has, for one, it has an infinite scroll. This is a nifty feature you start seeing on more social media pages, which means you can't scroll to the end of the page when you're, you know, moving the page down to look at older news. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you run into the end of the page and you have to go to the next page or the previous page.
Mm-hmm. Right.
An infinite scroll is quite different. You just keep going and going and going and going. There's no page to it. You just keep going.
Which is what we have, for instance, on Facebook.
Yes.
Right now. So, all right. And this stream adds sharing options to each story.
Which is an important feature in any kind of social networking site, right? You want to be able to share the things you see with other people.
Great step saver. Mm. You don't have to worry about like copying a link or email this story to somebody. Just boom, share it.
Exactly.
And if you can save a step or two, that's going to have users keep coming back to that. So.
Right. Again, we're trying to increase the people's interactions with their photos and other things they're doing on Yahoo.
All right. Now, at the top of that right column, we hear from somebody else, don't we, Joanna?
Well, we hear from Adam Kahn, which is Yahoo's SVP of mobile and emerging products, and he's saying what you need to be successful in the land of personalization is users who are investing, which said more clearly is if you have a product that is based on people's personal interest, you need people to express that interest to you regularly and invest in you.
Right. So basically they're trying to get people to use more of use their app more and give them more content.
Okay. Investing their time, investing maybe photos.
Right.
Yeah,
because
like
the more information they collect, the more they're able to know what people are interested in, the more relevant they can be, and then the bigger ad revenue they can generate.
Okay. That comes from Adam Kahane, Yahoo's Senior Vice President of Mobile and Emerging Products. And he continues there in line 8.
Yes, he says, but then also having ways for us to provide more and more of their interests back to them. So they're collecting people's interests through the things they're uploading, through the things they're interacting with, and then they're responding by giving them even more that they could possibly get interested in.
Okay. All right. So it is a two-way street, and the more you're on this two-way street, the more interaction you have, then the more tied users are then to that platform. And then we go back here to Marissa Mayer and her acquisition strategy.
Well, the strategy so far has been to find other design-savvy, mobile-first technologists who are also interested, just like her, in checking out what users' interests are and building off of those.
Mm. All right. Okay, design savvy, people who are really into this and they have the skill and the ability to design new ideas, create new ideas.
Mm-hmm. And mobile first, meaning that many of these things are created for cell phones, smartphones first,
right,
before computers. So I think actually that it's interesting that this is an internet article, but most of this is actually basing off of the idea of people using smartphones more and more.
Oh, yeah. And because that is the future. It is mobile. So, and she's looking for other people like Adam Kahane who are obsessed with mapping users' interests. So they're always looking for more and more ways to get the information, get your digital DNA, and have you become a more consistent user of their service. All right, let's have our final reading of this article.
Challenges ahead. Mayer's strategy makes perfect sense, but it's also rife with challenges. Her team has to figure out how to translate very precise, user-defined interests into advertising opportunities. And it has to present them on mobile devices in a way that doesn't alienate users. Yahoo knows Spearing, for example, loves VWs, but that doesn't mean he wants to buy a new one. So what's the ad to serve him, and where? One thing is clear. People both inside and outside the company have faith in Mayer to pull it off. I think people do want to interact with Yahoo, says Neil Doshi, an analyst at Citigroup. Doshi's bet is that Mayer's vigilance will turn the tide. Or as one Yahoo mobile engineer put it, she's given everybody a sense of hope.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Joanna Wirtz and Campbell Chong. We're on our final section of Exposing Yahoo's Strategy, our internet article for this month. And our last section, right at the end there, we were talking about Marissa Mayer, the CEO, her acquisition strategy so far, and what she's been doing is looking for design savvy, mobile-first technologists. And so we continue along with that here in this section, challenges ahead.
Well, it says Mayer's strategy makes perfect sense. So this idea of trying to find more mobile-first apps and technologists makes sense because, as we just said, it's the wave of the future. But it's also rife with challenges. And here, rife just means that it's full of challenges. There are many different things that she's going to have to overcome.
Well, what is one of those challenges?
One of those challenges is to interpret the user interests into something that they actually want to see, like ad. What kind of ads would they like to see and which ones would potentially chase them away? They want to avoid those kinds of ads. Mm-hmm. And they use an example. Spearing loves VWs, but that doesn't mean he wants to buy one. So an ad trying to sell him a VW would be practically useless, he wouldn't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be pointless, something like that. So,
right.
And what's interesting here, very precise, I see in line 19 and 20, very precise user-defined interest. And if anything, what we've seen over the last 5 years is a progression towards this customization and specialization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's become so narrow.
Right.
Each individual almost. Their visit to the internet is customized.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why we have the iPhones and the iPods and the everything, me. It's all about the individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the more they can capitalize this, the more they can, you know, match advertising to people's interests, the more they can maybe make some money.
Okay, so getting this thing down and presenting it to them on mobile devices, it has to be done in this way. What are we talking about? Doesn't alienate users?
Alienate just means to cause a person or people to stop supporting someone or to stop feeling like they're welcome. If they use the Yahoo mobile app and they start feeling that it's not suitable for them, maybe that they're being accosted with advertising or it doesn't fit their needs anymore, they'll stop using it. And Yahoo does not want that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, for example, like when you go on YouTube now, a lot of times before you watch a video, they'll show you a little advertising. And sometimes that gets a little annoying.
Right. Know? Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Annoying. That would be the word that mm-hmm. I would use. So you can get aggressive with your marketing and advertising, but you don't want to get too aggressive or else people just won't use it anymore.
Right.
So, and you can find that sometimes. I would say there are some web pages I've gone to. They keep having these pop-up ads mm-hmm. show up. Like, they take up the whole page.
Right.
I'm right in the middle of reading something, and boom, mm-hmm. this thing appears. And I'm like, ugh.
And
right.
sometimes you can't yeah. find the close-out button.
Right. They hide
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's really, yeah, it's really hidden. They don't want you to find it.
Yeah.
So I actually will, I think in some cases, avoid some of those sites after a while if mm-hmm. it persists.
Right.
If it continues. So now we finished this paragraph talking about that guy, Marcus Spearing, who is the director of Flickr there at Yahoo. And this is kind of a funny example that, yeah, as Joanna said, he loves Marcus Spearing loves VWs, but he's not looking to buy one. So what's the ad to serve him and where? What do you think? What would be the answer? What would you say?
I think that's an interesting challenge that they have to figure out. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the solution would be. I think it would be maybe looking at more where he spends his money. I think that is maybe what you need to look into, and maybe yeah. not his hobbies necessarily.
Okay. When I was reading this last night preparing, I was thinking about, well, maybe either VW repairs mm-hmm. or parts, I don't know, or even apparel,
right.
maybe shirts and hats with VW on it. That's just – I mean, I'm an amateur at this.
Right.
But
right.
I would think, okay, how do I tie this in? But I'm not going to sell him a car, but maybe I can sell him some shirts that he doesn't need.
Right.
So
yeah. And so I think it goes back to the idea of being very precise, right? So
yeah.
it's not just this general idea of VW, but being more precise, but like maybe some VW products.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe a smartphone holder that looks like a VW bug,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Right.
All right, one thing is clear.
Well, people both inside and outside the company are having faith in Mayer to pull it off. They think that she is the person who can succeed.
Okay, well, this is a step forward for Yahoo because in the past they have struggled with their leadership issues and people were like always questioning their new CEOs. And I mentioned how many they had. They were constantly being questioned. This is a step forward at least. Everybody's kind of rallying around and saying, well, maybe we can do this.
Yeah.
So she actually has believers. And I was reading something about this as far as employee satisfaction levels right now. And I talked about how she ended the work at home thing. Turns out she's got like the highest employee satisfaction levels of any of her predecessors in the last 6 or 7 years. So even though she's not an easy boss to work for, she's kind of hard. But the people like her. So at least they've got faith in her to pull it off to succeed. And what does Neil Doshi say?
Well, he says, I think people do want to interact with Yahoo. It means that people do want to do business with Yahoo. People also want to use Yahoo and want Yahoo to succeed.
Okay. He is an analyst with Citigroup, works in this industry, and his job is to analyze these internet companies and because people have to know if they should invest in them or not. So Doshi's bet is that Mayer's what?
Her vigilance will turn the tide. Vigilance means strong, constant attention towards something.
Okay. All right. And then turn the tide.
Turn the tide means to cause a complete reversal of circumstance in a situation. So yesterday we talked about her plan to turn the internet giant around. So same idea. When you turn the tide, you turn something around.
Okay. And finally, or as one Yahoo mobile engineer put it,
she's given everybody a sense of hope.
All right. Well, this has been a very interesting article. We would love to hear from you. And one of the ways you can do that is go to our website. And right now, Naomi is going to tell you how to do it.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to Advanced. If you have any questions about today's program or any previous program, just go to our website, www.studioclassroom.com. And you have a couple of options available. First, you can join a discussion with other advanced listeners by going to the English Corner. It's a great way to meet some other members of our audience, leave comments, and give us your ideas for the show. If you want to write a note to the advanced team or have a question, just go to letters@studioclassroom.com and we'll do our best to help out. We always look forward to hearing from you, our listeners and readers, and we appreciate your input.
All right, we have a sidebar there on page 24, Yahoo's acquisitions. Let me have Campbell read that right now.
All right. The first app Yahoo acquired under Mayer's watch, Stamped, kept track of restaurants, books, movies, and anything else users liked. Another, Snippet, clipped and shared news articles in a Pinterest-like format. And a third, Alike, made restaurant recommendations based on users' previous preferences. In a statement after Yahoo acquired Snippet, Yahoo's VP of Product, Mike Kearns, revealed exactly what Yahoo has in mind when he said, "They will help us build experiences that bring people with shared interests together." All three apps were shut down following their acquisitions.
Now, when I read that last sentence in the parentheses, I was like, huh? And then I dug into this, and what it turns out is they have a term for this, acqui-hires, acqui-hires, and it's a term in this industry, tech industry, that Marissa Mayer was going out and buying talent. And that's why they shut down the apps. And she's going to take this, okay, they'll take some of the ideas. They will reinvent these things into Yahoo products. Mm-hmm. But her main goal is to buy talent. Instead of, she can't hire these people away, so she goes and buys the companies. That's why that strange sentence appears in the parentheses.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she was actually not necessarily looking at the products. She was looking at the people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of their mobile ability.
Right.
Now, let me get a final thought here from either one of our panelists.
Well, I think this is a fascinating article, but the one thing it did make me think of is that it is kind of unnerving. You think you're putting things online and you think it's private. You think I'm just posting photos, but they're actually looking at the things that you're posting and then figuring out what you like, and then they're sending advertising to you based on that. So people actually are able to look at things, like people you don't know.
I agree. My experience with Facebook and Facebook advertising so far has taught me to be more careful with things that I like and what I put on my profile. I think it's private, but obviously it's going out to somewhere.
Okay. All right. Really interesting article. Listeners, thanks for being here. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Joanna.
And Campbell.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.